Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Finney and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Finney and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're ripping it with Ryan here on Fridays, as we do every week from noon to 2. Wizard Walt Williams talks about the NBA playoffs, bottom of the hour. Get back to your phone calls. We'll complain about the Orioles together. Ryan, always the voice of reason. I'm looking at the Orioles opening day lineup, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different than the one we're going to see tonight in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that and more, not to make excuses for him, because I don't want Nolan to start giving me dirty looks for dismissing his Let's Fire Bryant, Brandon Hyde, and all that. But let's count some money. It's Mother's Day. You know, moms are never cheap. Neither are wives, as Ryan's about to find out.
Yeah.
And we'll do a little buy or sell over there.
Oh, God, that's me.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
That's right. Brandon Hyde says
the lights
hello.
Are on. The lights are bright.
Hyder's well, like, what's up? Yeah.
Hey, I just got unlucky there. It's not my fault. All right. Start with the NASDAQ here. It's in the red. Down 26
good.
Points. S&P 500 down 6. Dow Jones also down 112. My goodness. Under Armour, well, it's down about 4 cents. And DraftKings, hey, we got to end on a positive. They are up $1.08. Now, you're going to love this first topic here. Yesterday, we learned that the Pirates fired their manager, Derek Shelton, after another disappointing start to the season. Pittsburgh has cultivated talent over the years, but never finished with a winning record during his tenure. Manager firings, not unprecedented, actually pretty common. But this early in the year, to your guys' point, that's a different story. Only three managers have been let go before the All-Star break since 2018. Oddly enough, all of them happened in 2022. The Phillies were one of those teams, went on to reach the World Series that year. Blue Jays, they waited till after the All-Star break that year to fire their manager at the time, but also made the playoffs. Buy or sell, Ryan, we will see at least two more in-season firings before the end of the year. This doesn't have to do with Hyde at all. It's just in general. Around the league. Some potential candidates for looking for names. Bud Black. I mean, how much?
They've already hired his replacement.
Right. Well, he's been there like a decade.
Clint Hurdle's on the bench now.
He's back. I'm buying, though, yes. I think we're going to see two more. No one. It just seems like the teams now, if they're ready to make a move, they're not going to always wait till the end of the season. I mean, quite frankly, for Shelton, I thought he was a guy. And not that I think it's necessarily right for Shelton, because the Pirates, infrastructurally, they got issues, they didn't spend, but they have guys on their team, like their rotation is supposed to be really good. And right now, they're 14 games under 500 with a 5-16 record against teams over 500. And the difference with like comparing Brandon Hyde to Shelton, Pirates haven't done anything any year, at least Brandon Hyde, it's been 3 years in a row. But I think the seat's going to get hot for certain people. Not surprised, but I think you're right. Teams are going to wait till later in the season, but I think at least two more will go.
Over to the NBA, Kristaps Porzingis, he's been limited so far in this series against the Knicks. A mystery illness is what it's being called, but maybe that sickness has impacted his head a little bit, because he delivered a gem of a quote following their Game 2 loss. Said, quote, in a way, kind of takes the pressure off of us. If you check the odds, maybe the Knicks are now favorites to win. With our backs against the wall, we have nothing to lose. Bob, are you buying or selling that perspective there from the Zinger?
I'm selling that 1,000%. You're coming in here as the higher seed, the better team. Mm. And now the pressure's off you. You lost two at home. You're going to Madison Square Garden. The pressure is nothing but on you. Best case scenario, you win two there, which they're not going to do. They're going back home down 3-1, if they're lucky. Zinger, what's he got, like fever dreams or something that's killing him? How about stop missing 75 threes in the first two games? And you become an asset to them offensively. That was stupid. Dumb, man. They are favored in game three, by the way. Boston.
We'll go back to baseball.
No pressure on them.
Sticking around, right? Sticking around here in the AL East. Rafael Devers, this has popped up here again recently. His initial refusal, remember this back in spring training, wanted to move him off of third base. It was a big talking point at the time. He ultimately had to settle in as a DH and let Alex Bregman play third. But now after the Tristan Casas injury, Devers says that he was approached by team executive Craig Breslow about potentially filling in at first. And once again, he's putting up a fight. The other day, spoke through a team interpreter, basically said that it's not fair to have him change position midseason. They already told him in spring that his glove was essentially no good. That's why he's DHing. So why do you want me to play the field now, especially a new spot? Buy or sell, Ryan, Devers is right. It would be counterproductive for him to play first.
Oh, man. I'll sell that in the sense of I think it is you need someone to fill the void, right? I don't know if that's necessarily going to be Devers, but if you're looking at your options, why not explore if a guy can play? Now, I want to make one comment, though. In Rafael Devers' defense, if you've never played a position, and I know people go, hey, all you gotta do is catch the ball over there, I'll tell you, tell me which infielder you like watching around, and we're going to go look at their first baseman. And typically, those great infielders, they have one heck of a first baseman that can clean up the mess, right? So for Devers, you don't know how to play that position. That could be a problem. But now let's flip it to the other side. If he can learn, you can learn quickly at that position. And let's just face it, you put his bat in the lineup and it frees up another spot. That would be beneficial to Boston. So even though I kind of lean in the middle, I'm selling that. If Devers can be open to it, it ultimately probably can help Boston.
And didn't he basically tell Breslow, go do your job and bring in a new first baseman?
Right, yeah.
Paraphrasing, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, our last topic of the day, also in
baseball.
What a
team player.
All right, the Orioles. We just got done with this three-game series against the Twins. Got a taste of their pitching staff. Really talented pitching staff there in Minnesota. It's been their strong suit in recent years. Just one playoff appearance in 2023 to show for it. The offense, however, not as consistent. Pretty lackluster again this year. Bottom half of the league in run production, average, homers, walks, pretty much every stat category. Meanwhile, pitching, 7th in ERA, top 5 in strikeouts. But buy or sell, Bob, the Twins pitching staff will be good enough to carry them to a postseason appearance despite the poor offense.
I'm going to soft buy it. They're going to need some contributions from the batch. Royce Lewis is back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But how long? I mean, he's had some injury problems. Buxton, as great as he is, he tends to hit the IL himself. Correa, they need him to kind of pick up the pace a little bit. Larnick's got potential. What, he teammates with Adley at Oregon State. They need others to contribute to the cause. And by the way, Baldelli, because they won five in a row, just sweeping the Orioles up their cause. As what Bordy said a couple days ago, Orioles are slump busters. For the other team, gets them out of the slumps. Baldelli was probably kind of a hot seat guy because that's a tough division. But I'll soft by the pitching will be good enough to carry them, but they need a little help because if they fade, maybe the Pablo Lopez's of the world become attractive to real contending teams coming up around the trade deadline.
Yeah, the Twins, it's a tough division, but I'd argue right there their starting rotation with Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, they can make some noise, but they have been offensively challenged throughout the years.
When we come back, ripping it with Ryan, we're going to talk to the Wiz, Walt Williams, about the NBA playoffs. Golden State, they lose last night. They're going to be without Curry, at least it looks like, for the next couple of games. Could that mean doom for them? And the Zinger says, no pressure on Boston. Hey, we lost two at home. We're favored on the road in game three. We got them just where we want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.